Following program is intended for mature audiences only. If you are under 21 or easily offended, get the fuck out of here. Over 120,000 downloads.
Jesus Christ!
Listeners from around the world.
And now if it was like 15 inches, we'd be like, bring it on.
Captivating interviews.
All around badass goddess, Miss Ginger Lynn Allen.
Best introduction I've ever had.
And explicit content.
Oh, that's it.
This is Midwest Menage a Trois.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever the hell time you're listening to us. Welcome to Midwest Menage a Trois. I am JD and I'm here with my, God, I was so fucking busy planning this show I didn't even come up with an adjective, wife.
I don't even know what the acronym would be for that.
There's a lot of them. You gotta run the gamut, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
I apologize.
That's okay, hi.
You look great.
Thank you, I'm comfy.
You're being felt up.
I am being felt up. She touched my booty.
Guys, we have an amazing show for you tonight. You're going to love this one because we have special guests in the studio and we have a shitload of stuff to talk about. The Monroes are here. Guys, how are you?
Hey, doing excellent.
Awesome.
Glad we could finally figure it out. Thought we were going to get blizzarded out.
We have literally been planning this show since you guys went to the Dominican Republic, which was mid-December.
Yep.
Yeah, 13th through the 18th. So yeah, almost a month.
Almost a month. Yep. We've been every week something has come up. Somebody's been sick. Somebody's been working. It's just we had a snowstorm this week that almost put the kibosh on it.
Right.
I actually made the comment. I actually made it in our chat group. I'm like, man, trying to plan this show is like flying with Mrs. Monroe.
You're welcome. Shit, that is about canceled. It.
So they are here, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. We want to catch up with you. We want to hear all about, of course, Dominican and the time you had there. And then we'll talk a little bit about the debacle that happened after you left.
It's just going to make you sad because we had a really good time. But, you know, unless you're going to be in the next 2 days, nobody can go.
So is this an extension of the Mrs. Monroe curse?
No, shit. It's not. It's all JD's fault because he called it a takeover.
It's not a takeover. It's really not a takeover now.
It's all his fault because he called it a takeover.
Screw that guy. We're shutting down.
You were too naughty back in April. You cannot come back again.
So you mentioned, yes, it's going to make me sad because you guys did have a great time. But the really sad thing is everybody that went there that we've talked to had a great freaking time.
We had an amazing time.
I, for the life of me, and we'll probably never know, but I don't know why they ended up closing that place.
It's too bad. Poor management has got to be the only reason. I don't know, because I mean, last time we were there, it was full. It was almost full.
And there's rumors about the Dominican government, and, you know, they didn't really like the concept, which I understand. It's a very Catholic country, but so is Mexico.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's ways around that, obviously. I don't know. I don't know that we'll ever know the answer, but it sucks because it was a fantastic resort. And every time we were there once,
right.
You guys were there twice, and it was every time was great.
Yeah, it was beautiful. So.
Yeah, well, so, we were planning a third.
Yeah.
We had our tickets booked.
Yep. Yeah.
So we had to cancel that. I guess we should mention we have rebooked our trip. We're not going to do Dominican now, but we are going to, for the first time, try out hedonism.
We are.
And it's not a takeover.
It is not a takeover.
Wait, is it more than just you two?
It is.
It is. But
so it's a baby takeover.
No, it's not. It is not.
She is deathly afraid of that word.
We have friends that have never traveled out of the country that we are taking under our wing, and that's it. Anybody else?
But they're bringing another couple.
No, but they've never traveled out of the country either.
So it's tourism.
They have passports.
They have passports, but they haven't traveled in like 15 years. Okay. So
you're just tour providers.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's about it. That's it. If you happen to be there, fine. It's not a fucking takeover.
Damn.
God, we can't shut down Hito too.
Oh my God. You'd have a lot of people mad, I think.
Yeah, no shit. Shut down the resort that's been there for 50 years.
Right.
Can you imagine what the RM prices would be if he did some shutdowns?
Oh my gosh.
$2,000
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't want to get into this too much, but we'll talk a little bit about it because you guys are affected as well. The prices at RM and Pearl are ridiculous now. There's no competition, and it sucks because they need somebody to come in and really knock them down a peg. They also jacked the prices right before they announced the closure of Meeches.
Yeah.
Because they knew all those people would rebook. It's just...
So, JD, don't you think that all of your listeners could probably pool... We could all pool our money and buy our own island.
Resort, yeah.
And we could start our own lifestyle resort.
Didn't Epstein do that?
Because we just happened...
No,
you know,
that's different.
I'm pretty sure if we took all of our listeners and each one of those listeners donated... $500,000, we still wouldn't have enough money.
Right. God damn it.
For some reason, I just don't think Mexico resorts are really cheap.
No. But it doesn't have to be in Mexico. We can just do a small island.
That's true.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
And it could just be like tent camping to begin with. And I'll make you dinner. Here's it. It'll be an island glamping.
There you go.
You get a tent and chili.
Yeah.
No, cheese and sausage. And bacon.
Yeah.
That's our
bacon.
That's our campaign
menu
right there.
I mean, I'll catch you some fish, and it'll be like fish tacos, too.
You're not serving fish tacos at a lifestyle resort. I'm sorry.
This sounds a little less sexy than I was.
How about lobster tacos?
Wow.
A little better.
So do we want to talk about our little tiny segment before we get to their three-page notes?
They did. They brought three pages of notes.
We're professionals now.
Yeah, we're going to learn it from you, JD.
We're going to do things a little different tonight, and I have a feeling this is probably going to be more than one show, but we have a lot to talk about. We're going to switch it up a little bit. We're going to tell our story first, if you guys don't mind.
Absolutely.
Because we're coming off an amazing weekend. And anytime you two want to pipe in with a question or comment, please feel free. You know.
Hooray.
And we have permission that they said we can give gory details.
Oh, yeah.
They did.
Okay. They did. They said we could do whatever we wanted.
I want to hear all the spicy shit.
So should we start at the beginning? We actually met this couple on the Bliss Cruise.
Uh-huh.
If you guys listened to that show, we were standing in the ocean in Haiti, of all places. And this very attractive couple just comes sauntering up to us. Started a conversation. And we sat there and talked to them all day.
Hours.
It was fantastic. So we really got to know them on the cruise. They were actually traveling with a group of like six or eight.
Yeah, something like that.
And all of their friends, we hung out with them. They were all fantastic people. We just had a blast. But because we were doing our thing, they were doing their thing, we just never kind of hooked up, so to speak, on the cruise.
Yeah, we never played with them on the cruise. But, I mean, we would have drinks with them.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, the moon and stars did not align to play with them that week.
So we set up a date. We're like, all right, we got to get together because they're only,
they're
about 4 hours away from us. And we're going to meet in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
great idea. The mister of the couple decides, well, we should meet at a casino because, you know, casinos in the Midwest, that's as close as you're going to get to a resort. You've got bars, you've got action with the casino. You've usually got some entertainment. Then you can just go upstairs to your room.
Right.
So he picked a casino. And I shit you not, ladies and gentlemen, if you were on Vegas vacation where Clark goes to the casino and they're like, guess the number behind my back.
Oh, and you're like, I'll have some of the yeller, please.
Oh, no.
The hotel is not even connected to the casino. It's like, I don't know, we had to drive.
We did.
You couldn't because it was kind of crappy.
It was snowy.
You could have walked if it was summer, but it wasn't. But anyway, we get to this place, and we're all laughing about it because, of course, nobody had any idea.
Right. Well, and we tried to check in early because we got there at like 11:30, 12 o'clock. And so we tried to check in early, and the woman just like from the back room, she's like, take a seat. And I'm like, and we're standing there and we're going, is she talking to us? And she pokes her head around the back room and she says, take a seat. And
I'll be with you in a moment.
And I'm like, well, we just wanted to see if we could check in early. She goes, take a seat. And I'm like, well, can we? And she goes, maybe in 20 minutes. And I'm like, we'll go to the casino. Bye.
Great customer service.
And they were right behind us. So we were messaging them.
So they hadn't been there before either?
No.
Oh.
Nobody had.
No, we none just, of us
We
had.
Picked a random place thinking a sure. casino. Be nice, you know, casinos are generally high-end
right.
places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just yeah.
Not so much.
So they...
But it was okay. It worked
like,
out good.
We had left each of our houses at the time where they were pulling into the driveway kind of as we were pulling into the driveway. We just didn't know what vehicles each other
sure.
had.
It was literally, yeah, like halfway point. It worked out really well yeah. as far as distance.
So we're like, but... hey, by the way, they won't let us check in early. Just meet in the casino. It was like, holy shit.
You gotta love our adventures.
Yeah, so we ended up sitting at the casino bar, and we couldn't check until 4.
And you were there at when?
I don't know, we got there about 1.
And oh! Maybe it was like 1.
Did you get free drinks?
No.
Oh, shit.
No, they were like $35 a round.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So we sat and had great conversations at the bar, and people were like kind of angry with us that we were sitting at the bar because there's poker machines in the bar and that we're not playing.
Like, are you
they're
gonna play
angry
that?
With us.
No, I'm just drinking.
Oh, God.
So like as soon as we were like getting ready to put our coats on to go over and check in, like this woman, she's like, can I have that machine? Like, why don't you wipe the spittle off your face because you were very, very, like,
little
anxious.
Aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, little.
It was funny. I mean,
it's like a crack addict waiting for their machine.
I mean.
Precious.
Yeah, exactly.
The nice thing was, is we did get to spend a few hours just kind of hanging out and drinking and getting to know them a little better than we did on the cruise. More on a two-on-two basis, so that was really nice.
And discussing rules. We kind of got that all, like, out of the way and so that way we were ready to go. Because I don't think we went in, we didn't go in with expectations per se, but it was a well-known fact that what we were there for.
I'm a big fan of getting the rules talk out of the way before you even talk about expectations. Like, because it just takes like the weirdness out of it. Yeah, you just already know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just we could do that 2 weeks ago. And okay, everybody knows. It's fine.
Here's how we do it. Here's how they do it.
Exactly.
How's it going to mesh together? And
you sit on that for a little bit, and when the time happens, it happens. It's great.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah. So we finally get to check into the hotel at 4 o'clock. And
we were hungry.
And see our wonderful room, and it wasn't terrible.
It wasn't terrible. Was it a $300 room?
No.
No.
The bed was
but that's what you paid
less
for.
Than comfortable.
It's what we paid for.
And then we all decided to go to dinner. We went to the steakhouse at the casino, thinking, all right, steak, good, yum.
Yeah.
Food was good.
Was it a $200 meal?
No.
No.
I feel like there should be a bum, bum, bum.
Right.
So
but
here's the kicker.
The company that we were with made it worth it.
That's awesome.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And here's the kicker. We're going to have to go back. Because they're actually building a new casino. She, the Mrs. Controller, because we're calling them the Controller Company, Mrs. Controller overheard them talking that the new casino will be open in 2 years. So, like, oh shit, now we got to come back.
Yeah, ground has been broken and it'll be attached to the casino, apparently.
So, lovely dinner. Sat and talked for a while, as always, and then went and did a little gambling.
Yeah, we wanted to kind of have a little bit of a delay in there, let food settle. So, for we sure. went and gambled. He stole my luck.
Not me.
Mr. Controller stole my luck. We played roulette, and he kept raking this shit in.
Cleaned house.
He cleaned house, and I lost.
I think that Carmen, you and me should probably gamble together because obviously I won't win.
Like, I've seen your luck. I'm not going anywhere near you
I'm
in a casino.
I'm just going to shove my money over to you.
So, yeah, I mean, we had a great time gambling and I think we left the casino at like 8.
I could literally see her at a table and like a random crow comes down out of the ceiling and steals her chips.
Like her last chip.
That's your luck.
I think I've been to a casino like 4 times in my life and literally won $60 in 4 visits. I've spent more than that, but not a lot because I know I have shit luck. So I'm not stupid. I'm just have shitty luck. Anyway, go on. So you're hottie couple.
Yeah.
So we left the casino at about 8.
It was early, yeah.
Yeah, hop in the vehicle.
Good Carmen time.
Yeah. Head back over to the hotel, and we're like, okay, we're going to grab some stuff.
And clean up, obviously.
Clean up, yeah. You know, grab some stuff. So we grabbed what we needed out of our room, and we were actually right across the hall from each other.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it worked out well.
Yeah. So grabbed what we needed, went over to their room. And
and what?
And commence.
And we played Scrabble.
We did.
Well, okay, with so I'm going to ask the first question then.
Go ahead.
So when you say you grab stuff, what did you grab?
Well, we didn't have to grab much because they already had 2 plug into the wall wands.
Oh, you're nice.
My babies.
2 floggers.
2 floggers.
Nice.
They did have lube, but it was not the kind that I knew that I was compatible with. But I had my
pocket lube.
I had my pocket lube.
I still have pocket lube.
I had my pocket. I just had to grab condoms and pocket lube.
Nice.
Condoms and pocket lube.
Condoms and pocket lube.
That's how you fucking party right there.
That was it. Like, they thought of everything, really.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we refilled drinks, but...
Yeah, I mean...
Normal stuff.
Yeah, we had to grab cocktails.
It was funny because during our whole... I don't even remember. I think it was at dinner, maybe, during our conversations. She had mentioned her one do not break rule. Don't wear your socks.
Oh my god.
Okay, if you're going to have a do not break rule, yeah, I'm not sure that one's on the list, but okay.
You do not play with her with socks on.
Is that men or women?
Both.
Yeah.
Like, she will stop play and she will take them off of you.
What? Okay. Like, with her teeth? Because that'd be cool. Because what if they're sexy socks?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, shit.
What's a sexy sock?
Oh, you like those little sporty things.
Okay. Like thigh highs? Yeah.
I don't think it would matter.
Stockings? Yeah. We'd have to ask her that.
Yeah.
I feel like control couple needs to reach out and let you know.
I'm sure they will. For the socks? Like, yes. Can it be thigh high stockings that are sheer?
Yeah.
Like, you can still see the toe separation?
Yes.
So literally before we...
You said toe separation.
You are a weirdo.
Why is that so funny?
I want to see the webbing.
Oh my God, stop it.
I was about to ask, is there like a phobia against webbed toes? And so this is just like a double check.
No, I don't think so. I think it's the fact that people look ridiculous when they're naked and they just have their socks on.
What if your feet are cold?
I'll get you a heated blanket maybe. I don't know.
So where I was actually going with this story...
Oh, this wasn't it?
No, we had to go and take our socks off.
We literally, before we went across the hall to their room, we took our socks off and walked across barefoot.
Yeah.
Please tell me that's for real, because that's amazing.
It is real.
Of course.
Of course. Yeah, we took our socks off and we walked across.
You know me. I don't even like wearing pants, let alone socks. So.
You know, and he's got to make sure his socks leave lint on his toes. So he's got to make sure to get in and like rinse the stuff off.
Did you throw your Crocs on to walk across the...
He does not own Crocs.
I think the Monroes have to go now. It's been great. Been great seeing you guys. I appreciate you stopping by.
That's not me. No Crocs.
That would have been a boner killer.
For the record, I busted Miss Monroe wearing my Crocs on Monday. I come home from work and she's in the kitchen getting dinner ready wearing my Crocs.
Because I went to our dirty ass basement.
And I'm like, and she's like, oh, I forgot I had them on. I'm like, oh, they're so comfortable. You forgot you had them on, huh?
Wah, wah.
So it's a long... Long running joke. Mr. Monroe loves his Crocs. I freaking can't stand Crocs. They're the ugliest thing in the history of the world.
Okay, so you showed up barefoot with your pocket lube.
We did. And we were just like, you and her were, actually all three of us were sitting on the bed and he was standing. And like, we were just laughing and joking. And somehow it was like this whole Godzilla thing. Mm-hmm. But it was like mini Godzilla.
I don't remember how that came up.
I don't either, but I like mimicked mini Godzilla on my hands and knees on the floor.
Was it your inner T-Rex?
I don't know. You know, I just kind of like plopped down there for a second and I'm like sitting on my knees on the floor. And she's like, why are you on the floor? Come here.
No, I think you first said, well, there's a belt right there.
I did, but I didn't take the belt off. And then she said, why are you on the floor?
Oh.
So, yeah. So her and I started first.
Things commenced, yeah.
She's a great kisser.
Oh, yes, she is.
She's an amazing kisser. So her and I kind of played together and all the fun stuff. She was naked before me.
Whoa.
That's true. She was.
Well, it's because I assisted.
Oh. Good job.
Yay, me. Yeah, and then after her and I played for a little bit, we invited you guys to join us.
It was a fantastic night. We all kind of, I don't know, just gelled together really well.
Yeah, it was. I have to say, it's very similar to being in a place, just to give you a mental, it's very similar to being in a play situation with you guys. Even when one is sitting out, you're not sitting out.
Oh, yeah.
You're still, like, everybody's intertwined and
enjoying
and still moving through. Like, it just gelled well.
That is awesome.
I'm having a very weird social moment here.
What's that?
Is it weird to say, you know, playing with them is a lot like playing with you guys?
I take that as a compliment. I mean, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because you guys know how much we love being with you guys, and when you can have those couples that you don't have that awkward break.
Right.
You don't feel like you're two separate entities playing, like, you're only with JD and you're only with me and you feel very separated. This felt very gelled.
That's very connected.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Anytime when it starts out with laughing and acting like a mini Godzilla, that's when you know it's going to be the best. And
so
I just love it.
My only follow-up question at this point is, can we meet them too?
Yes. Yes.
Because if you guys gelled like that, the six of us, holy shit.
We would have a hell of a good time.
So I gotta tell this part of the story too. I mean, we played and played and played and had a ton of fun for several hours. It was a long time.
Good job.
But then we all just kind of sat on the bed and talked for another 2 or 3 hours. It was just
Wouldn't say it was that long.
It was a long time.
So it was like 11 and we were kind of all crashing a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd been drinking since.
But we did sit there and have a great conversation for a long time. And then Mr. Controller, I think, was the one that said it. He floored me.
Was Sunday morning at breakfast.
Was it?
Yeah.
They've listened to the show, but not much. I think they've listened to like the Bliss Cruise where we met them and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But they haven't listened to the really old stuff. And he said, it blew me away. He's like, you know, it is so nice when everything's done and everybody can just sit around naked and laughing and having a good time. I went, holy shit, that's my favorite fucking thing too.
And it's not even like, you're not even talking about sex. You're just talking about whatever.
It's like it's a very friendship bonding.
Oh, absolutely.
Beyond friendship vibe. You know what I mean? It's just a very comfortable, just like, yeah, we just fucked and we're naked and now we're just going to sit here
and chat
bullshit. And it's like the most comfortable thing in the world.
And I think that's another part of why I like play early. Yes. Is because then you can...
So you can bullshit.
Well, yeah, I'm a good bullshitter. Yeah. No, but you can still sit and have that time to chill and talk and still continue to enjoy the conversation. Yes. Without ready to fall asleep.
Yes. So, okay, I'm not jumping into our shit yet, but I told Mr. Monroe before New Year's Eve week that... The biggest problem I have with these parties is that we go out, we meet people, and we want to fuck, and it's early. I don't want to be done partying. Not party, right. Party like rah, rah, rah party, but like socializing and talking to people. And it's like you go up to your room and you do your thing, and then it's done. Like, I want to talk. I want to meet people and socialize and have conversations and connect. And I feel like... 90% of the time you do your thing and then it's like everybody's done and they separate and it's right. Over.
Mm-hmm. It's not that sitting afterwards naked and talking and having fun.
Which doesn't happen a lot at parties, although we'll get into that. But
well, and but yes. But for a good, like a hotel party, for good reason, I guess. Because when you're done and it's early, you're like, all right, let's all go back out to right. The dance floor or let's right. All go yeah. Back out.
Because there's shit going like on. One in the morning...
Yeah, then you're like,
I'm going to bed.
Yeah. 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 So you like party, 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 do your thing, and then bleh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I want to party, party, do your thing, and like, I love the sitting around bullshitting. I love it.
Yeah.
I love that part yes. Of it.
And
it's
and
almost
I don't...
like a weird group reconnect without being like a.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah. And I don't think, I wonder, like, if we polled our listeners,
mm-hmm.
How many. Actually wish they could do that or that's their favorite part but they're afraid to be impeding on others' time.
I hear it all the time. There's countless people that come up to me and say, hey, we agree, we like to play earlier, we want to play even before dinner or that, but it just never happens.
No, but I'm talking exactly what Mrs. Monroe is talking about. You party a little bit, you go back early like we did about 8, and then you're all just sitting there naked and talking like we do, but at a hotel takeover, are people afraid to be impeding on others' time?
Like, then the party's done.
Yeah.
Like we have you now. It's over. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, obviously you guys know that my favorite... Not my favorite part, but my second favorite part is that afterglow when you're all sitting there naked. And it does not hurt conversation one bit when you're sitting across from two beautiful fucking naked women.
Nope.
And it's amazing and fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that was kind of the conclusion to an amazing night. But then they're early people.
Like you.
Like us. So they're like... As we were getting ready to go, they're like, well, do you...
Well, she started falling asleep.
She did. She's like... But you have to remember, they're an hour ahead of us. So, like, when she was starting to fall asleep at midnight, that's really... Or at 11:30-ish, that's really 12:30 their time. So, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, they're like, are you guys early people? And I'm like, yep. And they're like, do you wanna go for breakfast? Yep. So they ended up messaging us. We were up and like packed and ready by like 7:30.
But they had already been downstairs and talked to the clerk and found out there was a restaurant within a mile or so of the hotel.
Yeah.
And for the first time in probably
ever
23 years, we went to a Cracker Barrel.
Dude, Cracker Barrel's not bad.
It was good food.
Yeah, I was really disappointed they didn't have omelets.
Yeah, they didn't, did they?
For real?
No, they do not have omelets. And I'm like, where the hell's the omelets?
I don't think I've been to a Cracker Barrel in like 15 years.
We were very confused by the menu.
Oh.
Like all of us were very confused by the menu. But we ended up going for breakfast. We got there at like 8 in the morning.
Did they have Bloody Marys?
They did. We did not.
No shit.
They did. But we did not have Bloody Marys. We just had coffee and water and our breakfast, and we sat there until...
Well, I felt a little weird because, like, the corner table in the back corner, it was all state cops that had been out plowing all night because it snowed the entire time we were up there.
They were plowing all night?
Well, they were... they might have been. They're cops.
I've been to could a cop party once.
I know.
Could have been. So they...
So I'm like, I probably shouldn't drink a shit ton and then get on behind my truck wheel and go.
Well, and then, you know, we kind of had to keep the conversations a little friendly because there were, like, families kind of around us.
Right.
But we skirted the issues.
We did all right.
We skirted that issue.
Yeah.
And we did good. But yeah, we sat there and ended up talking for another hour and a half, 2 hours while we ate breakfast. And
it's just one of those very, very, I hate to say that it's a strange thing because now being in the lifestyle for whatever we are going on now, 4 years or so, you meet couples every once in a while that you just freaking click with. There's two of them sitting here right now.
Yeah.
And for us, it happens not frequently, but
rarely.
It has happened a few times now.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys are one of them. They just, for whatever reason, we just clicked with them, and I know we're going to know them for the next 20 years.
Right.
So they're already, they're coming to the Swinger Olympics.
They're coming.
So.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. And hopefully we see them between now and then, you know?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's.
Yeah. And it's only 4 hours.
Yeah.
Don't you have a birthday coming up?
We invited them. They're booked that weekend already because it was so late on the calendar. Yeah.
Can't you move your birthday?
I mean, I could.
Right?
It's not like it's a big one or anything.
No.
Oh, man. I'm 5 years behind you, man. I feel it.
Yeah, so that's really our weekend. And we actually, so.
Sorry. Mrs. Monroe said she's 5 years behind me. It just reminded me, over the weekend, Carmen was the youngest one in the room. She's not the youngest one in the room anymore.
Oh, right. By like 9 months or something like that.
So, yeah, if for those that know, JD does not talk on the way home.
No.
He does not talk while he drives.
I talked to you this time.
And we actually talked on the way home.
No shit. Every time we've rode with you guys, you're super focused.
I drive for a living. That's
you
what
do
I
not.
Do.
You do sales.
You're right. I do. I'm not a truck driver, but I am on the road 3 days a week driving. It's what I do.
No excuse. I'm sitting there. I'm driving. We're driving down. And I'm, like, scrolling on my phone, and I'm like, this is so fucking boring. Like, say something.
Just listen to the radio. You're fine.
So bottom line.
Yes.
These people were great.
Great.
Fantastic.
Weekend.
And great sexy weekend. As hell. That helps.
Yeah. Okay. So, controller couple.
Yeah.
We hope to meet you soon.
Yeah.
You know what? We've never done this on the show before. Let's do this.
Oh, God. Are you texting them?
No, I'm going to show you a picture of
them.
Let's see if I can find them here.
Because you're going to meet them.
Please stand by.
Obviously, it'll be a vanilla picture. I don't have any non-vanilla pictures.
No, because we don't take pictures while we do that.
So. I don't need a vanilla picture.
So that one, that's a good picture. That's actually when we met them. That picture was taken in Haiti.
Oh, shit. I like the hat. I like the, okay, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
You described them accurately. Very sexy.
Yep. Yeah. And before we continue,
because yes,
this is like really messing with my OCD, there is something white on that wall. It's like...
It looks like a styrofoam.
It's like styrofoam, and it's on a dark wall, and it was like really... And it's right in my eyesight. Thank you.
I'm here to help.
Appreciate
Disaster averted.
Appreciate you.
All right. Well, that that was about a half hour. So we still got some time.
We do.
Let's get into... we had to turn DP on.
Go DP, go.
I tickled his head.
Go DP, go. And so, it made him dance.
Did you do that?
Yeah. Oh, so DP job. Was... Our first conversation.
Yeah, it you was. Guys named him.
You yes. named him.
Before we even met.
Yep. And then you had to come and meet him in real life.
Yes. The old dancing yes. Peter. There he is. Yes.
Go DP, go. Yeah,
he makes a lot of damn noise.
And it's so funny that he wears a cowboy hat like you do.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. He's very veiny.
Well. Not very lifelike.
No. And like, he was whipping his shit.
It's like Lavinia's retarded step-headed brother.
Well, it's like...
He's the sloth. He's sloth of Lavinia.
Hey, you guys!
For anybody that doesn't know, Lavinia is my favorite.
Mine too.
And yours too.
The most realistic.
Oh, he's amazing.
Large toy you can get.
No, he's not the largest toy you can get.
Well, no, but he's the most delicious. Realistic.
But he is delicious. Yeah. He's awesome.
So just one more added thing onto controller couple. They brought two floggers, and you never used either one of them.
Oh, shit.
No, I didn't.
You are the flogging person.
No, but it just didn't flow in that fashion.
It didn't. It didn't.
It didn't flow that way, and we just
next time
had a shit ton of fun other ways.
Schedule it next time.
I'm so happy for you.
Have you hung your spreader bar yet?
No.
Somebody has to do that like this month.
It'll be done before the party.
Well, for the party, you can hang it out for one of the trees out back.
Oh, for the Olympics? Absolutely. We can just tie somebody up to a tree.
Yeah.
That's never happened before.
No.
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 All right, guys. Well, let's... I made you sit through our stuff. Do you have any more questions?
I love your story, and I really want to meet the control couple. You show me pictures. I really want to meet them.
Yep.
I'm sure they absolutely want to meet you.
In all disclosure, we did show them a picture of you guys too.
That's okay.
And they said, "Uh huh."
We're like 1,000%.
I was way in the background, right?
Stop it! If you guys are 4 hours away, we're 4.5, so we can make it fucking work. It'll be fine.
Right?
We'll figure it out.
Yes.
We'll carpool.
Yes. All right. Okay.
Well, let's shift gears here and talk about the debacle that was Dominican Michis. But before it was a debacle and before it was totally fucked up by the original group, you guys actually went there and enjoyed the resort because it was a fantastic resort. It was so much fun. So let's talk about your trip there.
So let me ask you this question. We have three pages. I'll say the first third of the first page. We were going to kind of follow your the way you normally do these reviews and talk about, you know, this time versus last time. Is there any point in that?
Since there
will never be a next time.
You're right, there won't. But I'd kind of like to hear it only for the perspective of I hope they improved on things. And if they did, we don't know. Are they going to open another resort? Because they talk about it all the freaking time. If you're going to be a premier member, I'm sure if you're a premier, if you're going to the premier pitch right now, I bet you, I guarantee goddamn to you, they're talking about another resort somewhere.
In Cabo. They've been talking about, they're actually supposed to be opening three new ones in Mexico.
But didn't they do Cabo like 17 years ago?
Yeah,
they did. And it got closed down. Yep.
So we started this three-page thing of notes with the summary of, you know, April versus December,
right,
and how things had changed and what we enjoyed, and actually there wasn't anything we didn't enjoy. It was all great.
The food. Late night food.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
But...
So I think I'd like to hear it anyway.
Yeah,
at least some of the, you know, the main differences.
I just don't want to piss anybody off because y'all can't go there anymore.
Neener, neener, neener.
So just in terms of the trip comparisons, mm-hmm. Absolutely, way more people, both on the RM side and the desire side. Matter of fact, the desire side, I don't know what percent of occupancy, but there were just a lot of people there. And
so, like when, and I know you worked a couple of days there. So when you went down in the morning, could you get a pool chair?
So it rained a lot. Okay. We got there, Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday
afternoon.
Super late afternoon.
Yeah, okay. So Thursday and Friday, he worked from the hotel room. Thursday, it was raining a lot. So pool chairs, it wasn't even a thing. But okay. The lobby bar was full.
Oh, really?
Like full. And they were doing like dance parties in the lobby and blah, blah, blah. Once the rain broke, yeah, no, you couldn't get a pool chair. Okay. I tried to get a pool chair, and I apparently got into a premier pool chair and got kicked out.
Oh,
nice. I didn't know it was the only free one that I saw.
Wow.
So, but I mean, you guys have seen the pool.
Yeah.
There was... Up on the ridge above the pool, that was open. There was two couples there, and there was two beds open. I'm like, I'll just throw my shit there. And then some nice, handsome young man said, you can't stay here. I'm like, okay.
You didn't go and check in and get you a chair assigned.
But he gave me a chair.
That was nice.
And that's funny because they don't have, I guess maybe in some of the beds and stuff, but like at RM, they don't have specific premier chairs. It's kind of a first come, first serve basis.
They were purple.
Oh.
Apparently, well. I should have known that.
Well.
Oh.
Since I've only been to Desire or Temptation properties like four times, I didn't know that.
Well, but the chairs at the other properties are not purple. Like no. The towels right. that they put down are purple.
Right, yeah. right. But there's one row of beds that were purple, and I threw my towel on that and then jumped in the pool. And he's like, no, you can't be here. I'm like, okay, fine.
Move me. I don't care.
That's good. All those premier members that bought for Dominican can use those.
It's, yeah. Yes, that too over there. Yes.
Oh, God.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Full naked at the pool, so that's different.
That
than
was wildly different. Yes.
Yep. Full naked. The service and staff, they were great. And we both comment the communication, much, much easier.
So when you say, I'm curious, because full naked at the pool, did most people get naked?
Most, 80%.
Yep,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Very comparable to RM.
Yes. So we did deal with a lot of rain while we were there, but but in between the rain, there were a lot of people, couples, men, women, both laying out naked, completely naked, completely naked in the pool.
Okay.
It way different than April.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was nice. That was fun. We do have to say that the off hours food availability was not good. So basically, so from like 3 to 5 or 3 to 6, we had to go over to the RM side or the
Temptation
side. To get food. They just had nothing.
So you said from 3 to 6?
Yeah, 3 to 6.
Like afternoon food? They didn't have anything?
No, nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
There was one afternoon, and we'll get into it, because we met two couples that are actually from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of people from Wisconsin.
Yeah, there was. We actually met people from Janesville.
Really?
Yes. Oshkosh.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. But we had gone to Temptation maybe our third day there, whenever you were there, not working. But anyway, we had gone to the Temptation side for the afternoon, and everybody kind of went and gotten some mushies, and we were going to go back to Desire and eat, clean up, take a nap, whatever, eat, clean up, take a nap, go out. I wanted to eat over on the Desire side. There was nothing. Nothing was open. So
wow.
We went back to the Temptation side at like 5:30 maybe. Hmm. And all we could find was like pizza and French fries.
So another thing that they did, this kind of rolls into it, is on the Temptation side for at least Saturday, maybe Sunday, I don't know, but I think Friday and Saturday, they let the locals come in. So the locals...
I had heard that.
Yeah. So it was a little weird at the At the place where they served, there was a long line at the Temptation, and they were all there for hamburgers. But I bet there was 15, 20 people, and, you know, so Miss Monroe trying to grab her salad or whatever, it was, you know.
You guys remember the big Temptation pool?
Oh, yeah.
There was a little kiosk, like a
like a little cafe kind of thing.
Or a little buffet area.
Yeah.
Right.
So we went to Desire, couldn't find anything to eat other than tuna sandwiches, and I would eat anything with mayonnaise. So we came back and was going to get something to eat at the Temptation side. I bet there was, like you said, 15 people in line to get hamburgers at that little cantina area. And they were all, I don't know. It was a little weird. They were like fully dressed, jeans and long shirts, and it was a little strange. Like, they got cheap day passes and got food, which is fine, whatever. But
were they in the pool and everything too?
No. That's just it.
They were just lined up waiting for their hamburgers.
They were just there for the food.
So trying to get into the buffet, Donnie had to eventually throw some elbows to be able to get in there.
Yeah.
So that makes it. That's an interesting question. So what I'm actually thinking is that with allowing the locals in like that, was it not the Dominican government that shut them down? Was it actually a monetary thing where they panicked, said, let's bring the locals in, we'll charge them $20 to come in and have lunch? I don't know.
It's weird. What the rumor that I heard, and it's worth nothing, is that letting the locals come in was kind of a
appeasement
with the local Miches government.
Okay.
And, you know, so let them in. Now, again, I don't know how much water this holds.
Yeah, none. And all this stuff we talk about is nothing more than internet rumors at this point.
So, right. Yeah. I heard it on Facebook. It's true. Right?
So anecdotal evidence is we went over to Temptation, three nights?
Oh, for the after party, the show? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were mellow. They were super mellow. Like, everybody was dressed like they were going to maybe go to a bar.
Oh.
Tropical. So the women were dressed in like tropical print dresses or in short skirts, and the men were dressed in like linen pants or whatever. Nobody was dressed sexy.
It wasn't like theme night kind of.
So the Desire side had the theme night first, and then Temptation. You know, all the entertainers would go over to the Temptation side.
Yeah.
So Miss Monroe and I, you know, we dress up for theme night, and then we, you know, cross the dike and head over there. And just for those that don't know, there's literally a dike in between. This wasn't a comment, but we crossed the bridge.
I like dikes.
but head over there. So we're all, you know, dressed up in whatever theme night was in Desire. And they're dressed like it's a nightclub.
Or, wow. You went over during the day for the pool. Were people topless over there? Like, even with the locals coming in?
So the afternoon that we went over there to Temptation, they had a pool party going on. They had like it was some sort of like, you have to find your swimsuit pieces type of game.
Okay.
Like,
sure.
You need to go find a top and a bottom and a, you know, whatever. Yes, people got up there naked because of the game. But in the pool itself, really, no. Not that we saw, but we were kind of on the edge.
Sorry, keep going.
You're
technical
fine.
Technical difficulties.
You're good. Once again, though, there was a lot of rain, so we were sheltered. But,
we're getting a little static in there all of a sudden.
There we go.
There you go.
No, I killed mine now.
Oh, no.
It's touchy. Everybody good?
Everybody's good.
Lick it.
Then the static.
Now the static comes back.
Fucking.
I think it's mine.
Spit on it. It'll be fine.
There.
Fixed it. Sorry, guys. Technical difficulties.
She spit on it.
Just spit on it. It'll go in. Anyway.
So, yes. The one afternoon that we spent at the Temptation Pool, the pool party was fun. There was some nakedness because of the challenges that they were given on by the pool party. But
nakedness or toplessness?
Well, so a few people were naked because you had to switch swimsuits with your... Yeah. With your, you had to switch swimsuits with your,
okay,
with your other or your whoever.
You just had to
switch.
Yeah. So there was some nakedness.
Yeah.
Which they're not supposed to at Temptation, but happens.
And then they gave out purple balloons.
Okay.
Yeah, we should.
We're gonna work our way down because there was some stuff going on with the balloons.
So overall, when you look back at the resort versus April versus December, did they improve?
Yes.
Did things get better?
I feel like Desire side improved, Temptation side flatlined.
That's fair. Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah.
Did you guys eat at any of the Temptation restaurants?
No.
Okay.
No.
So you didn't go back to Flame.
You learned your lesson.
No. Okay. Here's our problem with that, if you will. Because we got invited. Hey, you want to come to dinner with us several times?
Right.
Our issue is, and I mean, I think you guys have experienced it. We don't hold to a schedule very well.
Right.
So, so if we want to be on the beach and I'm playing volleyball and Miss Monroe's headed back to the pool or whatever, and then we meet up, we don't know when we're going to be hungry.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if Miss Monroe's hungry at 3:30, I've got till about 3:35 before the claws come out. So, and if we eat at 3:35, then we're not going to, you know. So we did go to two restaurants. So Wednesday night we went to the Hibachi place.
Okay. The first night.
We got there first night. Wednesday night. And then,
but it was table service. We didn't have the Hibachi.
Right.
Right.
It was.
And then we went to the nicer restaurant. I can't remember.
Salo.
Yeah.
What's
Salo?
Salo. Yeah. And that was excellent.
That was fantastic.
I think
fantastic.
We did that two nights. Actually, now I think about it.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because the second night we had cats attacking us. So, yeah.
Yes. I wanted to take them home.
Yeah, so apparently when you feed cats from the table, they bring their friends.
No.
So,
get a little pussy, it's good.
Yeah, there you go. So that was kind of the, I guess, the comparison between April and March.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, at least they're improving. They made an attempt to improve it. Desire. I almost wonder, and obviously everything I'm thinking now is totally mute, but
I know it's so sad.
It's like if they would have just done Desire over there and not Temptation,
would they have succeeded?
Would it have gone? Because Temptation, that resort is so freaking huge, and to try and fill that, they just couldn't make it work. I don't know. Doesn't matter now anyway, so.
Yeah, doesn't matter. But again, rumor, whatever. We had heard that when we leave, what day did we leave? I don't even remember now.
The
18th. We left on a
Sunday?
Monday.
Oh, Monday.
Yeah, Monday. That the next weekend, that the Desire side was actually at 98% capacity.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, I think you're probably right. They just extended themselves a little too far.
So the only other question I want to ask you about the difference between April and December.
Did you miss us?
Yeah, well.
Well, yeah, of course.
Other than that,
yes.
You sent me a picture that you guys found Cappuccino.
Oh, yeah. He was over at the Temptation side.
Yeah. And when we talked to him in April, he hated the Temptation side and got hired at Desire side and was happier than hell.
So, but he was on the Temptation side and he was like the MC. He was loving it.
Oh, so he got promoted.
I don't know if he was still a playmaker.
So he was, I can't remember the MC guy.
He was a playmaker. Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But there's like the playmaker and then there's the MC.
The head playmaker.
He was like the head MC. Ooh. So we didn't go, we did see him in Temptation. Because he was emceeing the pool party.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he didn't, you know, he was doing his own thing. And then when we went over there, it was all him.
And that's who I really feel bad for in this whole situation. Those guys that they finally found a spot to work and have fun and make a lot of money because we tipped the shit out of them.
Yeah.
And now they can't.
I would tip the shit out of him.
I would take the tip. Just the tip.
Just the tip.
I would
think you'd take more than the tip, Carmen.
I would tip way more than the tip. But Mr. Monroe already knows that.
So in terms of our travel there, we ended up landing at 3 o'clock, so slight delay.
Did you get delayed? Okay, so we're dialing it way back.
Yes.
Yes, no, this is a funny story. Well, we landed and our transportation didn't show up for an hour and a half.
Did you guys
do VIP again?
Yes.
We did do the VIP get in.
Yes, but we came in on a Wednesday. So the airport...
So there wasn't anybody there anyway.
The airport itself was like dead, but they tracked down our transportation, which ended up being a whole debacle.
Mm.
Because
It wasn't a debacle, but yeah, that so it took them an hour and a half to find us. But at any rate, as we landed in the airport and we were delayed, I think there was a hydraulic issue in O'Hare. So I think we messaged you saying that the curse is kicking in.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, within half an hour, we hit the runway and we're good to go. So then we landed. We did do VIP. In terms of getting through customs, no problem whatsoever. That was easy.
Oh, good.
Been great without the VIP service. Would have been no issue.
Right.
We did stop at the duty free and picked up a bottle of two bottles. One of them was Malibu rum,
whiskey,
and whiskey. And then got our luggage and then went outside to get our transportation.
Right.
And then that's where
everything fell apart.
That's where it all went to hell.
So they're trying to track down. And this is, to me, having the VIP service, that's where it paid for itself. Because, me trying to, is my cell phone going to work or not? And all that,
then trying to communicate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they handled all of that. But in the meantime, there's of course other people waiting for the rides and whatnot. So we just started passing out the
shoving
rum
alcohol
and
down.
Yeah, pass it out. So we just started a party there, and I've got my little Bluetooth speaker. And so we crank up the music and just start having fun. Now I'll give it to the employees. None of them accepted a drink, but the other people waiting all did. We're going to have the fun no matter what.
So, imagine if you will.
O'Hare Airport.
Transportation. I was going to say, transportation is delayed. Mr. Monroe conveniently has liquor and music.
Bum, bum, bum.
So, taxi to airport failed us a second time.
So, taxi to airport, we're 45 minutes late.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, because they failed us when we were leaving in April.
Yeah. Terribly.
Yeah.
So we just drank and danced.
And you finally got there.
We did. We did.
So
we did.
Is that the trip to the resort then?
Yes.
You're at the resort at this point?
No.
Wait. He did not you have a very big thing on our way to the airport.
Oh, yeah.
To the
resort. Yeah.
So we're backtracking.
No, we're at the airport, so they pick us up, and we go. And almost instantly, the guy's like, well, I need to stop and get fuel.
For fucking real.
Yeah. Really?
So, yeah.
Exactly. What? You're 45 minutes late, and this is what you're going to do?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So we pull in. We're at the gas station. And, I've never seen this. These are natural gas cars. So they,
Really?
Yeah. So they, the screw the pump on or the, the handle, whatever. And it was taking a while. So I just got out and they, armed security guard there walking around with the shotgun. So I had to go get a picture with him.
Yep.
And
cute
little puppy dog. So I was playing with the puppy dog. So then we get back in the car and we're pulling out. And our driver, he's talking on the phone, and then he hands me the phone, and I'm like, okay.
El Presidente.
What's that?
He said, El Presidente, phone off for you.
Oh. He hands me the phone. I'm like, hello. The guy's like, yeah, you got WhatsApp? I'm like, yeah. And all of a sudden, my WhatsApp starts winging. He's like, all right, well, I sent you a message. Go ahead and hand me back to the driver. So I do. And I look, and the guy, and I've got pictures of, I don't know anything about Coke and grams
lots
and whatever.
Of cocaine.
But I get all these pictures of these different sized packages of cocaine and with prices on it. And it's like there's going to be a higher delivery charge for, going all the way to Meech's. And I'm like, what the hell? And so I don't respond. And then I get another message saying, hey, if you don't want my services, let me know, and I'll quit bugging you. So I'm like, well, I don't want your services. And he responds back, and he's like, okay, sorry. Just one of the people you were giving whiskey to at the airport said that you wanted Coke. I'm like, what?
And how on earth did you get my WhatsApp information?
Well, it's just linked to your phone number. So so the service has my phone number. But, okay.
Oh.
And again, people do what they want to do. It's just, I've never done Coke. And
it's all good. Do what you want to do.
Let's not see the inside of a Dominican jail cell.
Oh my God.
And I guarantee I never asked anybody I was doing shots of whiskey with at the airport, hey, you got any Coke?
All of a sudden on our way there, hey, you want some bag of Coke?
So there's holy that shit. As we're driving. Yeah. And then on the trip there, we come to a, we're on a four-lane, lane at this point.
You know
still.
How Mexico, well, you've been there.
Of course.
Yeah, driving, everybody's crazy. But anyway, traffic, slows down to just a grind. And we come up and, sure as shit, there's a body in the middle of the road, big pool of blood. And on the right side is a motorcycle moped that's just been crumpled. And I didn't see the other person. But Miss Monroe said that there was a guy there with just a leg that looked like it had been, mashed up in a hamburger grinder. And, so that was pretty brutal.
Man. And on your side was...
I'm which, 100% certain that was a corpse at that point.
Which actually makes a lot of sense because we've actually ridden in Meech's in Dominican, and my God, they're fucking crazy.
They fucking
drive
crazy.
I don't know how people don't die every
this
day.
This was 15 minutes from the airport.
Yeah.
And before you get... Oh, shit. Before you get out of Pudimana?
And the fact that, we're going to walk like 3 wide down the highway and we're going to put our child on the side of the traffic.
Yeah.
With a chicken.
With 6 people on a motorcycle.
Yeah. So that was
it was crazy.
Sobering, so to speak. So, but then we got there.
All right. Well, let's. Because we're at an hour right now.
Okay.
So we're going to take a break, and this will be part 2 coming up. But that's part 1.
All right.
Part 1.
That was a hell of a show.
No, God,
Guys, thank you so much for joining us. We will be back next week with an all-new show.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.